Hi, Grant.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? What was your question? I was listening to the majority of your guys' conversation, so.
So I was just wondering how long this opportunity lasts. I've just signed up for Andy's leads, and I'm having issues with staffing, and I just don't want to, you know, I'm trying to not step out of, not
overwhelming yourself, right?
Don't get over your skis. You know, stay where you know you can execute what you say you're going to execute. Be on time. You know,
right?
Do everything that you would want somebody to do for you.
Sure, absolutely.
Right now it's just I just need help.
I understand. So we have a few solutions for that, but first and foremost, to address the first question, that positions are on a first-come, first-served basis. Sometimes they fill quickly, sometimes they fill slowly. It really just depends. I have no way of predicting that, except usually based on area, like if it's like, you know, Dallas or Raleigh or Los Angeles, those fill pretty quickly, first two or three phone calls, but also depending on the vertical that it's in. But the point that I'm really getting to is that it's not done overnight. So it's not like you sign up for Google today and you're listed up there tomorrow how you did with Home Advisor. It just listed in their directory immediately because they purchase a position for their company on the first page of Google. They capture the lead and then they resell it to you guys. What this is actual programming to make sure that Amped Up comes up as its own entity on the first page of services. The calls come directly to you. And there's not as, I mean, obviously people would like their phone call answered in a timely manner and things like that. However, again, since you're not listed immediately, you have time to find your employees. We have the ability to help you find employees because we can run ads specific to employment ads for Facebook that's included with your package. But additionally, the people who are going to Google, there's not such a sense of urgency as there is with Home Advisor because you paid for the lead. Whether or not you get the job, you have to call that person and try to secure them. This is going to have organic calls coming directly to you. So with this, what you're able to do is schedule them accordingly. And people generally have, you know, a sense of comfort because they want the best qualified person for the job as opposed to just haggling for the price, if that makes sense.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It definitely does.
Yeah, so this is just a different quality. That's apples for oranges, and this is sustainable because it's the first page of Google. Now, I mean, think about your own Googling habits. When you Google for something, you're looking
for... You don't go past the first page.
Not just that, but you're looking for quality, right? Everybody wants a good price. Don't get me wrong. Nobody wants to get sold, right, Grant? But at the same time...
Yeah, people... Graham Crocker.
I love that name.
It happens all the time. And then once it's in their head, you know, it's like a Brent and Brett. You know.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So, Graham, I actually love that name personally, but it's not one you hear very often. It's kind of old school. But what I'm getting at
I hated it when I was younger. I love it now.
I bet you did. You know, when you were younger, it was probably, you know, one of those ones they didn't work too nice on the field.
Graham Crocker, yes.
Yeah, exactly. They weren't too nice on the playground about it, right?
Yep.
Kids are stinkers, man. They really are.
Now it stands out. You know, now it's something different.
Exactly. And it's old school name, so you don't really hear it very often.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to get at.
What were you going to say?
So what I'm trying, there's a few points that I want to make to you, Graham, but I guess one of the most important ones is this. Think about when you're Googling for something, not only do you not go off the first page, but when's the last time that you needed something and you said, hey, let me Home Advisor it. Let me Angie's List it. You didn't. You said, let me Google it. And you went to Google, right. You called a couple of guys, you looked at a couple of websites, and then you had your man. Whoever it is that you wanted to deal with for whatever it was you wanted to deal with them on, you know, that's how that worked. And yes, there is an influx of searches being done in your area because there is an influx of individuals that are now habitating in your area, and there's a higher need for what you're offering. So the program will pay it for itself.
Right.
And this is the other thing, is you don't have to worry that you're going to overwhelm yourself by listing on the first page of Google simply because there's 25 other guys listed there as well. If for some reason you're not able to care for that person in the exact time that they need, there's the next guy on the list that can. That's why there's multiple listings there. You see?
Right. Right. Yeah.
You know?
Makes the perfect sense.
And I know that you're looking for employees, and it takes, I mean, I've never in my life seen such a time as this where there was such a high employment rate.
Anybody that wants to work.
Such a high need for employees, such a high unemployment rate, and nobody wants to work.
That's crazy.
I literally hear about
or
it.
Or they want $5 million.
Yeah, it's like a phenomenon with no
yeah.
training and no experience. Like, I'm sorry, you're not worth that. If you were worth that, I would give you that because then you'd be producing, but you're not worth that because you're not experienced enough to be worth that. You know, they don't understand these young people today. I don't know what got into their head, but they don't understand, you know?
Yeah, it's that gap. You got the youth and then you've got the ones with experience that know they're worth this much or need that much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either young and no experience or experience but extremely expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no more like climbing the ladder and building up. It's just, I want to be at the top rung now or nothing. And
right.
I can't do top rung now.
Yeah, neither can I. Well, and most people can't, let's be honest. Most people can't, you know. That's not the way it's designed. It's going to collapse on itself sooner or later, you know.
Yeah, I left the organization I left because of, well, tone from the top was a big problem, but yeah, they hired a bunch of people just based on money and they hated the company and just kept taking their money and they're severely damaged, to put it nicely, from that move, that business strategy or whatever.
And that's super sad because that organization was probably pretty decent before that happened, right?
Yeah. I mean, they were a hard place to work for, but, you know, I liked all the guys. I liked the customers. I liked the work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those cases where they just wouldn't get out of their own way. So they lost all their people and then they doubled down by paying the highest, and I don't know if they'll be able to catch up because their reputation's been damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, some of their clients will call me. I haven't poached any of their people or anything like that, but I've had several of them call me and tell me that the guys showing up are bad mouthing the company like the first visit. I mean,
wow.
I was like, I have no love lost for that place, but that sucks for them, you know.
Right? That really does. That super sucks for them to go through something like that. That would suck for anybody. Jeez.
Yeah. If I'm paying you $100,000 a year, like, maybe not trash talk me.
Right. Maybe, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
So... with this, is this something that you think you might be interested in, Graham? Listing the company on the first page of Google?
It is. I just don't know. Like, I'm just in a nervous spot right now. I just wasted a lot of time with training people up and, like, losing them or, you know, this, that, and the other. And so I'm trying to figure out how to get good, reliable help And, you know, I've a lot of the customers I work with, you know, they're really well off in their own companies. And I've asked a few, I'm like, how do you get good employees? And I think one of the best answers I've gotten so far, he's a manufacturer in Illinois, and he said, I actually go to high schools and post on their boards and offer this much money, but I'll also pay for their trade school and they have a job with me. And he's like, then they're loyal to you. You built them up.
Wow.
You know, you helped them find success, so they stick around. And I've been thinking about it, but it just seemed kind of silly. Then you also have like high school, you know, high school kid. You know, that mentality might not be there yet, but
Maybe not. But even if just somebody even if it's just one or two, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've gone through, not a lot, but I've gone through enough to where you definitely feel the pain and, you know, you waste a bunch of time and money and effort and trying to get somebody from A to B, and then, you know, they're on drugs or whatever.
I think that wasted time is harder than wasted money.
Yeah.
For me personally.
Because I could be making money with my time. Yeah, it's 100%.
Yeah, it's really tough. Wasted time is the worst. Wasted money really sucks, but wasted time is the worst. Because your time isn't valuable. You know, there's you can't put a price point on your time. You know.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But yeah, I mean, I'm interested. I'm just, that's kind of where I'm at right now is I need two good guys. I've got a grunt or two, but I need, you know, I'm looking for a number two, somebody that I can have as a operations director so that I can work on the business instead of in the business. And I mean, I feel like I'm so close to being able to triple or quadruple my weekly, monthly revenue because now I have, you know, I'm just under 2 years, but I've got the infrastructure, the tools, the connections, the right, you know, network and been through relationships are open, you know, established. And if I could just get that help, I mean, I could be doing really, really well financially. Putting it lightly.
Well, I think that this would definitely help with that. Yeah, I do believe that. I've seen lots of companies. So, because what we do for you is we brand the company and it's going to give you a more professional feel and look. And then you have the ability to fulfill that, you know, and additionally, we can run those Facebook ads in the specific areas that you want in order to bring you employees, active employment, you know, for people to go and interview with you and for you to connect with and see which ones are going to be the ones to really work out. And again, it's not done overnight. The programming for the first page of Google takes about 30 to 45 days before it really takes hold. That's what the terms and conditions state. You have an advantage because you are already listed. You do have a Google Business profile. I found it here. But there's no programming to put it onto the first page yet. You know, there's no reviews associated or anything like that. So that's what we do is we take that Google listing and then we're actually going to go ahead and provide the programming that puts it onto the first page of services. So when people are looking, they're able to find it. But it's not an overnight matter. It's something that takes a little bit of time. And we include the Facebook ads with it along with a full website. And we include programming for the popular directories in your area like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages. There's a few of them that Google considers the most popular in order to support that first page placement on Google. And then from there you're able to build, you know?
Right. Okay. So does it show up as an ad or does it show up like organically right under the ads?
It shows up organically under the ad. So the way the first page placement is broken down is when you do a search for electrician near me or any service, the top, very top search result is Google guaranteed. That's pay per lead, and that's done directly. Well, we can do it, but it's a Google program that's pay per lead that Google built to trump all of their pay per lead services like HomeAdvisor, Angie's, all that stuff. Then below that, if somebody is running Google Ads, and that's also like where Angie's and HomeAdvisor, Thumbtack, those companies will list their company. You know, pick your contractor. They're in the ads. But then below that is the local map, which is where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made, is within the local map. And that's where we program, is right there within the local map. That's where we put you.
Okay. My best friend worked for a very similar organization in Charlotte. The name is just escaping me, but
Town Square.
It was all of those same benefits. What was it?
Town Square Interactive.
It's not jumping out at me. I ended up getting it for an alarm company that I was working with at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it did really well, and then they just didn't utilize it. They didn't, they didn't take advantage of what we set up, and it's just kind of, they spent their money and let it go. Pretty bizarre thing to do, but that's what they did. All right, well, you got to connect the dots to get the line out, you know.
Right. If you want it, you gotta, especially if you got it coming in like that, that's something that you gotta fulfill. So that's kind of funny, strange that people, not funny, ha ha, just kind of strange, you know, that somebody would go through all that
bizarre
trouble to pay for it. Yeah, and not do it, right?
Yeah. I'll never forget that. I was the one that set it up, and, you know, my friend had called me, and I ran it upstairs, and they were like, yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and then nothing. Mm-hmm. And
right.
I mean, I see people do it all the time with websites. I need a website, and I'm right there right now. I'm building a website.
Mm.
And I need to finish the About Me section. And, you know, there's like two sections that I need to just get some copyright on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, again, it's like trying to work on the business and not in it. And, but I've been able to survive for about a year and a half, with just incoming calls, which is very flattering and reaffirming that I'm on the right path because I'm supporting a family of four and, you know, homes and
things
are doing okay.
You're offering quite a few services here,
it.
Too, going through it. That's pretty amazing, you know. We include the website creation with the package, and the cool thing about that is if you take advantage of it, you don't have to, but if you choose to, you have full access through the website editor, make any updates or changes that you want, and we write all the SEO on the back end so everything matches across the board. So any keyword change, algorithm change, any type of update that's made, it's made across all platforms within 24 hours. Anytime you run a special or promotion, when you go into the dashboard and you choose to upload that or you choose to upload photos, we run that across all destinations as well. So instead of us updating keywords or updating algorithm change or whatever on our end and then having to contact you and say, okay, well, we need you to add this to the website or we need to do this or that, it's automatically done.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And so who, like, just thinking of, you know, just thinking ahead. So look, I run the, you know, I get forward with the process. We do this and that. Things are good. But for whatever reason, I'm like, okay, I've got enough work. If we part ways and we're no longer in a client relationship, do I own that domain or is that your
website?
Well,
we can write the content directly to your domain if you already have a domain. That's not a problem. Or you can, if we have the domain, you can do the domain buyout. or you have the option to continue hosting with us. I think it's like $39 a month to continue hosting with us, and we'll continue updating and changing. We don't like to change anything for our, I mean, like, we don't like to have to take anything away from our clients, even if they're not, if they choose to not keep the services. Like, most people who get booked out, or where they feel like they have enough business, what they choose to do is call in and put the account on pause, because, you know, there's no guarantee that it's always going to stay like that. So they, you can pause for up to 6 months with us. And when you pause, you don't lose anything. All updates and changes are still made, but you're just not charged. And what happens is, you know, you can pause the account in that case. And then when you're ready to unpause it, you still have everything right there.
Okay, that's, pausing was the exact term I had in my mind. Like, yeah, let me get through this push and then turn it back on.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I guess give me the spiel.
Okay, so first and foremost, the major benefit to the position lies in the exclusivity. And then what that means is that once we begin to work with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we close the category down. We are not going to work with anybody else who offers those same services that you guys provide for up to a 50-mile radius, so we block it out. Everything's done month to month. There's absolutely no contract. We do ask for you to verbally commit to stick the program out a minimum of 2 months so that everything can come to full fruition, because the terms and conditions do stay a max of 30 to 45 days for full placement on Google. So it's not done overnight. Certain pieces of the program.
Plant the seeds and let them grow.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Exactly. And certain pieces of the program do come to fruition sooner, like the Facebook ads. Those are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. There's a few things. So with that being said, you still qualify for a new in business credit. And what that would allow me to do is bring your monthly investment rate down to a flat cost of $249 month-to-month, no contract, Graham. And the setup fee would be brought down to a one-time cost of just $99. So you're looking at $348 to get set up, and then $249 each month after that. Okay.
That's not bad. Say, what's the first month?
$348, and then $249 each month after that. $348. Now, specifically what the program's going to include for you is complete Google local optimization setup. That's the first page placement and programming. You have a current Google business profile, so what we would do to this is we want to provide it with keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation. We want to add a lot more photographs. Hopefully you have some before and afters that we can use. We also are going to create weekly posts. Yeah. We're going to help with reputation management and review generation. So we have multiple platforms with which to help with the review generation for the Google listing. We want to help increase that. We want to include all the 5-star reviews. And then if we build the site for you as it's included with the package, then what happens is those 5-star reviews actually load straight to the website. And the point of that is because if somebody finds your website, say it's on your business card, right? And they get your business card from a friend, you know, this is who you want to install your security system, or this is who you need to set up the audio visual, or this is the guy who took great care of me getting my entertainment center set up, or whatever the case is, and they have your website on there, they go on and look at your website, they're able to see those 5-star reviews no matter where they find that site, whether they find it on Yahoo, on Bing, on Yellow Pages, on Facebook, on Instagram. No matter where they find your website, they're going to know that you're a 5-star rated company, because those 5-star reviews, word for word, load directly to the website. Okay?
Okay, great. Yeah, it's, any website I got, I would want that dongle or that feature to be able to embed Google reviews, because they are
Big
for themselves.
Absolutely. That's the whole point. 5-star reviews can't be faked. They absolutely speak for themselves. Now, we do include the website. It's Google compliant, conversion driven, mobily optimized. We do have the option to completely trick it out if you need, like, scheduling bot, if you're looking for booking bot, if you're looking specifically for a chat bot to make quick responses, payment integration, the whole 10 yards, it's all inclusive. We can basically mimic any site too that you're, like if there's somewhere that you're looking at that you really like, how it's clean or cut or whatever, we have the ability to do that, obviously with the content specific to your company, not theirs. But a lot of people will come to us and say, hey, I really like the way this one looks. Can we do something similar? You know, and we have the ability to do that. We've also had people that came over like from Olly Olly or Town Square or wherever, and they loved their site, but that company wasn't willing to part with the site. So we can actually mimic it pretty much exactly as well if that's the case, if there's something you wanted. Additionally, $100 of that monthly budget is going straight to the Facebook ads every single month. These Facebook ads are very specific. I feel like that's a little bit obvious as I've offered to create an ad for employment for your company. We can be very specific with the content that's showing there. Additionally, we have the ability to run any type of promotion or special for the company. And we do take content directly, we do take the photographs directly from your Facebook page, and then we build the content out. If you're running a promotion or a special, that runs live across all destinations. Additionally, we will go ahead and help with the social media marketing as far as not only the Facebook ads, but we can attach the Instagram to it. And we're not going to respond directly to your social media for your clients, but we do have the ability to include stories, reels, and posts. So we take care of that. Mobile platform programming, iPhones, Androids, tablets, smart car search results, voice-activated searches, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Apple Siri. Additionally, we do also include programming for the most popular directories, which is like Google considers like Yelp, Facebook. I know Apple Waze, Google Maps. And then there's Bing as well as like Yahoo. There's just a few that are the most popular and relevant now. Used to be 60 of them that were popular and relevant, but Google changed that out. People were getting so many spam calls that they actually just like cut that stuff. Now, if you're listed with these companies, you have a website, you're listed with these profiles, you have a decent profile page, it's going to rank and it's going to help your Google listing. It's going to help to support that. So every piece of the puzzle is designed to support the big ticket item, which is the Google placement, but additionally the Facebook ads and social media marketing. Now, this package is completely buildable. This is a baseline starter package for us. After your Google listing is, you know, ranking and things like that, then we, if you're eligible for upgrade through Google Ad or Google Guarantee, then we come to you with that. But this is a great starter piece, because you get all the tracking. You get a downloadable app to be able to track everything. Additionally, to the dashboard that's going to allow you to log on and see exactly what keywords you're listed for, the location of the searches that have been performed, how many phone calls you're receiving from new clients. You're able to update, make changes or adjustments, clicks to the website, the whole bit. And
granular,
It takes the Google Analytics and it puts them on steroids. So it's not just the Google Analytics that are coming in, but it's from all the platforms. And you can chat directly with our agents from that platform. You can make purchase. You can make change. You can make adjustment. I mean, and my CEO is actually building an app that includes all of the pieces of the puzzle, which is supposed to be rolling out here at the beginning of January. So we have a call tracking app right now for the calls, and we're going to be integrating it very shortly with the client dashboard and making it completely interactive, which is something no other search engine optimization company has, not one of them.
What an idea. That's as soon as you say that, I was like, damn, that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, not one single one of them has an app, and we're going to come out the water with it, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and we're pretty proud of it, because we've been asking him, like us as the employees, this is like me as the closer, like I've been asking, like this is what my clients ask for, hey, do you have an app, you know, and they, you know, he delivers, he listens to us, he wants what what our clients want, and he wants to integrate all the pieces of the puzzle because he knows that that's going to make it successful when you have it at the tip of your fingers, you know? So the cool thing about that is anybody who gets in before we completely roll it out is going to automatically get the service. They won't be charged additionally for the app or for the service attached to it. So.
Wow. That's a nice sense of urgency. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So I know you want to give this a shot, Graham.
Yeah.
What's it going to take for me to earn your business?
I mean, everything you said, like, you know, complain about working on the business or on it, not in it, and that would take a lot off of my plate. Let me get somebody's direct dial. I'm in sales, but I used to, you know, have to make 100 calls a day, 100 cold calls a day. And I will call back. You're more than welcome to call me. Can you send me an email with all of the, like a quick breakdown of all the features? But
absolutely. What's your email address?
There's nothing negative I'm hearing from everything you just said. There might be a little, I wouldn't even call it overlap with what I'm doing with Angie's Leads, because you're on site, it's completely independent. And
well, they're apples for oranges. What Angie's List does is purchases Google Ads, and then they list their company as a top recommended. Pick your top 25 home theater, or pick your top 25 electricians, or pick your top 25 landscapers in Taylor, in, you know, New Orleans, wherever they're listing. They capture the lead and then they resell it to you guys. So, I mean, it's literally apples and oranges here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they just build a brand off of that, and that's their thing.
Well, that's one way to put it.
Yes.
Sure.
So my email is Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, @getamped.com.
Okay. All right.
I really want to get into home batteries, but that's the reason for the name.
Mm-hmm.
More like amps is amplifiers, and then amps is in batteries. But but you know, I'm listening. I just need to look at. I'm about to go through QuickBooks and add everything and get a better understanding of how we closed out last quarter, where we are right now. But you know, I've got. There's not a downside. It's not that expensive. It's no contracts, this, that, and the other. I had to have a lot on my plate right now. I'm separating from my wife. There's family stuff. There's all kinds of great things going on.
Mm-hmm.
But business is good. So, you know, that's one awesome positive I have going for me. I just, you know, when you have so many things in your head, it's hard to think because you're getting pulled in so many different directions. But
yeah.
I don't see, you know, I'm not hearing a downside. There's nothing, you know, there's nothing in the way. I need my help, you know, my workload, how many jobs can I physically get performed and execute in a week or month or whatever period. That's something that's a little concerning to me, but I think I have an answer, at least for one person right now. And then, you know, maybe you guys could help me find a few more. But I'd rather be, you know, it's going to pay for itself. If I picked up one lead a month,
mm-hmm.
that takes care of the payment to you guys.
Right. And it's 100% tax write-off, so you're getting to write the cost off completely at the end of the year on top of whatever you've made, which the program really starts yielding. Like I said, you do see a lot of companies see a return on investment before the first 30 to 45 days. I just like to let my clients know what the realistic thing is because any other marketing company that's willing to disclose their timeline is going to tell you a minimum of 3 to 6 months for first peach placement. We do get it done in half the time, and usually it's even less than that, but that's what our terms and conditions state because we want to be clear about what we're doing for our clients, you know. As a premier partner to Google, there's a specific there's a specific standard that we're held to as a premier partner.
People screw up so badly. Just set the expectations, and then they're fine with it.
Exactly. If I just let you know what it is from the beginning, then, or hey, we ran into this hiccup, or this is what we need from you over here, or whatever the case is, I find that it's a lot easier to just communicate that than it is to kind of like try to go back and clean it up later, you know?
Yeah, that's honestly, I attribute most of my success being a good communicator and not being afraid to deliver bad news or good news or
challenging news, whatever the case is.
Whatever
the case
is. Contractors rarely do that. I mean, they're known for being horrible at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just tell them what's going on.
Right.
They also
That's
have
all they,
lives. They have things.
They just want to know what's going on. Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So tell me, Graham, what's the one thing that's holding you back from moving forward now?
Just workload. And I just, literally, Andy's Leads just started today. I guess Friday I was activated, but I'm just turning that on. But tomorrow I'm going to be here from 8 to 12, just going through admin stuff. And, the bank's offered me a $50,000 line of credit and a credit card. But I need to get a P&L statement, an accurate P&L statement.
Mm-hmm.
There's not really much holding me up other than the worker thing. But I just want to I just feel like I don't know how to put it,
digest it.
Perhaps I should have thought more deeply about certain things in my personal life and family life and business life that affect the other ones. And I just want to, not do that again.
Okay.
I'm not a knee-jerk reaction guy, but, I just want to see how the pieces fit together.
Right. And the only reason I ask that is I'm not trying to push you into a sale. I understand that you need the time to think about it. I just want to make sure that there's no stone that I've left unturned or no question that I haven't answered or been able to address for you.
I don't think so. I mean, the domain, you will design it, your company will design it. It's still my domain once we part ways. Now, if I didn't want to host it for you guys for whatever reason,
the domain
does that
is still yours. No, the domain is
yours. Or you have a buyout.
You can do a domain buyout. You can buy out the domain. We're not going to let you walk with our content, if that's what you're asking. The photographs and all of those things obviously are going to be yours. But if you're asking directly about the content, we're never going to let you walk directly with our content. We haven't put a price on that yet. I've asked if we can sell our sites outright. And they haven't, in 18 years, they just haven't found the need to do that. We're always able to work something out.
Yeah, that makes sense from a business standpoint.
Yeah.
By taking it with me, you mean we built the site for you, put in all this work. The photos are yours, but all the copyright and everything else that we...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... Okay, that makes sense.
Obviously logo, photographs, domain. If you're giving us the domain that you want us to write the content to, all that stuff is yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I have a domain. I just, hopefully I'll be up in a week or two. I'm just trying to get a flag planted before going all in on a very robust WordPress base.
Oh, we have, SEO, yeah, that's what ours, yeah. Ours are WordPress based, ours are WordPress as well. So we get it going, and ours are put together in the first like 3 to 5 days, and then you can go in and make any changes or adjustments, or we can completely overhaul it, you know?
Right. So you'll have phone tracking.
Mm-hmm.
What about just like email?
That's Google Workspace. We have the ability to add that in. I think it's a one-time $99 cost to add it, and then $19 per user.
Okay. And so there's no contract. It's a monthly fee. I'm not, like, nothing jumped out at me. They're just jumping out at me right now. And tell your girl it called. You know, thank you for calling. I know it's hard and it sucks most of the time, but you got to call to get the dollars.
Yeah, pretty great.
So just from being in sales, usually things jump out at me. Like, oh, there's a red flag. And I'm not really, nothing jumped out at me at all.
Good.
So this could be something, you know, we move forward on this week.
Okay.
Yeah, let me just look at it and, just have a think.
The email address bounced back. It told me it was good. So I have GRAHAM.
Mm-hmm.
AMPEDUP. GETAMPED.com.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Will you check your email for me? It tells me it bounced back that the email was not found.
Okay, bounced back.
Yeah, so it'll tell me address not found, which is very strange because it usually tells me, it does tell me actually, and it right away if it's a valid email address or not, which yours did tell me it was valid, so I sent the email address out. Once in a while the system will have a flaw, but it's telling me that this is not a actual email address.
I'm on. Last email I received is 346.
Yeah, I sent you the email. It's from anelson@localsplash.com.
Email me, Ms. Junker, bam. I mean, it's not sending, so it wouldn't be any.
Yeah, well, once in a while, it'll give me a weird thing. So, yeah, it's giving me the mailer demon. I don't know if it's because that domain isn't live or what the deal is, but do you want to give me a different email address so I can send everything over?
Can I email you real quick? Cause that's
absolutely.
Kind of a...
Absolutely.
Yeah. What's your email address?
A, as in Amy, Nelson, NELSON, at localsplash, localsplash.com. See, it shows me that your email was
Nelson.
Just opened. Yeah, this is super strange.
Hey, Nelson, localsplash.com. You got pink hair in this picture?
Yes.
Okay, so just test. All right, so I just sent you one. I'm looking at the folder. Okay, that says being sent at 6:22. So did you get an email from me?
Yeah, I definitely got it. And the email address appears to be the exact same. And what's crazy is I have this tracker on my... What?
You just scare me. Keep going.
Well, I have a tracker on mine, and the tracker says that you opened the email from me, but it literally, I can send you a screenshot, the mailer demon, and email it back to you so you can see it, because it literally came back as undeliverable, but then my tracker shows me that you opened the email that I sent you. So I don't know.
You have a read receipt to say in it was open, but mm-hmm. that is... But the system's arguing. Because, yeah, I just sat down on the computer and, like, woke my computer up or whatever. And that's when you said, I see that you mm-hmm. opened up your email. But, I just was starting to type, view an email. That is bizarre.
Right? Isn't that very strange? And guess what? It bounced when I tried to email you back right now. It literally bounced back that it's undeliverable. I responded to your email. Did you get it?
Weird. Okay, hold on. Inbox. No.
Yep. There's something going on.
I did not get it. Okay, let's do, I'm worried about one of the guys who just let go, or the guy I just let go yesterday. I've changed almost all of my passwords, but he was helping me get some of the infrastructure stuff set up.
Oh, man.
So, I don't know how many passwords he has, but I called him once, like, making himself a admin privilege, and
mm-hmm.
just using my password, and I was like, mm-hmm. "Dude, this isn't how this works." But he's like,
"Right,
I'll put the password in." So yeah, I think that this is just a fluke and unrelated, but that's just like
you never know.
That opened
yeah.
my mind when you said that. And I'm just sending myself on real quick.
Well, do you have another email address that I can send this over to?
Yeah, I do. That's so FowlerAllBusiness@gmail.
FowlerAllBusiness@gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Okay. I got the one from Graham.
Let's see here.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, it's very strange. Unless you have it blocked, once in a while, there is a way in the settings that you can have it blocked from marketing companies so you're not getting a bunch of spam.
Oh, I can't be because I'm getting, I mean, and I even have a thousand
spam. You're
always
getting spammed like nobody's business, huh? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The best thing I ever did was make a Fowler.spamster account, and anything I sign up for, I give them that, or if I think it's spam that I'll never need, I'll give them that, but I can always go find my warranties, my receipts, whatever. They're just not coming to the email I'm looking for everything else.
I'm sending you a screenshot, too, from when you first emailed me and how it keeps popping back that is undeliverable so you can see everything. I mean, I believe that you believe me, but just if it helps you, you know.
Yeah. That is wild.
Okay. Right. But did you get all the email? It's just keeps coming back.
Okay, so. Yeah, Amy Nelson, Google Facebook Marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Yeah, thanks for choosing Level Plus. Has two, looks like it's got two videos attached to it and several links. Yeah, you'd really earn my business if you could tell me, is there something going on with my email?
I'm not sure what's going on, but there's definitely something going on for sure. There's definitely something acting very strange there. So you have something attached. You have something, you have your two emails attached, the FowlerAllBusiness@gmail.com, and the other one is somehow attached because what I sent to Fowler is now bouncing back to me as undeliverable to the Graham at. And I didn't send undeliverable emails. I sent you two more emails outside of the one for the regular program. I sent you one that said undeliverable emails with a screenshot of our email conversation bouncing back. And then I sent you another one that was labeled screenshots. And both of those bounced back to me from your Graham at amped. getamp.com, but I didn't send those to that one. So you have them all interconnected somehow.
Okay,
did all that make sense?
We did some time in for Outlook. Yeah, I wanted a master calendar and then...
Right.
More than just a master calendar. So if, when I do let somebody go or bring somebody on, we don't have to change their passwords every single time we add somebody or let go of somebody or whatnot.
Makes sense.
But I still don't like that you're getting a bounce back. And I only have the only email I received from you was the initial one that you sent, 626, was just your introduction there.
Here, let me see.
Here,
let's go here. Let's try like this. Let me forward. Fowler. Oh no. FowlerAllBusiness@gmail.com. FowlerAllBusiness@gmail.com, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Here it comes. Go again.
This kid. I am looking at spam. Nothing from you. Back to inbox. Still just has a one. Okay, now I've got Amy Nelson, best regards. There's a screenshot. Weird.
Right?
I just knocked down. The message wasn't delivered. Was unable to receive mail.
Yeah, so it's not that the email is bad. It's that it's something on your end. You're not able to receive it.
Yeah, I think this is the only time this has happened. I'm just worried about this kid being a jackass. I don't think he could have done anything, but, you know, who knows? He tried to punch a lot higher than his weight level because he was supposed to be a networking guru and could barely connect Outlook. Okay, well, Amy, it's been good talking to you. I'll take a look at this, we'll be talking. If you don't hear from me by tomorrow, feel free to give me a call on Wednesday. Or, sorry, Thursday.
Okay.
But, that's not a big ask. I mean, $350 and then $250. Nothing crazy about that. And there's not a contract or anything?
Correct. No contract. Like it's all month to month. Now, once you see what we can do and you want to opt into a year contract because it does lower the rate considerably or something like that, we can talk about that at that time. And we can even prorate it if it's within the first couple of months. So there's lots of options available to you.
Okay, that's a good way to do it. As an upsell, but it really builds value.
We're all about the value.
Yeah, you got it. All about that value.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad. I'm really glad I took the call. I wasn't quite sure who was calling, but turned out to be great.
Awesome.
Yeah, if you don't hear from me by tomorrow for some reason, give me a call Thursday. I'm best to reach at the beginning of the day or the end of the day.
Okay. The beginning of our day is 10 a.m. time.
Okay. When's the end of your day?
Now.
CR, what, mountain or something?
No, I'm Pacific.
Now?
Mm-hmm. 4 p.m. Or 7 p.m. your time is 4 p.m. my time.
Okay. Okay. Well, then, yeah, you can also call me at the end of the day.
Okay.
You know, once I'm back. But, yeah, either way, this isn't going to be a big deal. We'll get a hold of each other.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate the call. And who was the initial?
Lulu.
Who dialed me? Lulu. Well, tell Lulu I'm glad she called.
I will. She's the sweetest.
People can be jerks on the phone, and, you know, I'm glad she called.
Okay, I'll let her know.
All right. Awesome. Well, Amy, so is your direct dial on that email?
Yeah, the 877 number is down at the bottom. And then my direct extension is 224. You're welcome to contact me, or you can email me back, or I'll send you a text right now with the direct phone number and extension line as well, okay?
All right. Let me just make sure I see that, even though I know you're going to give me some more information, but... I don't know if it's just one. It's doing like something funky with the images, or where it reads out your email or your phone number. It has your phone number, and then it has something that looks like an image. It says current client, and then it's got the other.
What? On the email or on the
flip part? Yeah, on the email, like where it has your number, says your number. Then it has clip art of some image. I don't know what it is, but some silly icon. And then it says current client times one.
That's very strange, because on my end it says, it has our Google Premier Partner badge, and then it says that our 877 number, it says X for extension. You press one. And then you say my name, Amy, at the prompt. But I did send it over to you via text message as well. I'll let our tech team know there's something going on with the email.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for sending that to me. And, cool. Well, I look forward to speaking again. And I think we'll be able to make this work.
Me too. I'll talk with you in the next couple of days. Thanks for your time, Graham.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye.